Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passion World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, and let's not forget mindfulness. And before we start today's episode on scam damnation, which we're going to delve into, protect yourself and your social security from scams, PWTRN is proud to announce a new type of service. It's what we call Research Assistance Service. The official name is Conscious Research Solution. And what we do is to provide you with basic research. And we start the ball rolling with a free 15-minute consultation. Interested? We provide you with keywords, key prizes, basic research, a bibliography where we found everything so you can look it up, and a summary of the information that we obtained for you. And we will discuss that during your consultation. There is a contract to protect you and to protect us, and also a form for you to fill out so everything you want done within basic research, you need to put it down there and be explicit. And yes, you can either pay by the hour or there's one fixed rate that covers everything. Please go over to our website, https://passionateworldtalkradio.com, and look for services. Click on services and away you go. And we are also providing you Monday daily tips for information that you can't get easily. So we're providing it for you. Check us out on facebook.com/Monday Daily Tips with Lillian. The first one deals with flooding your, your battery. Yes, your battery. Forget your engine. It's your battery you've got to watch out for. So look it up and stay tuned. Now, today, we have a special report from the Social Security Administration. Scam alert, February 11th, 2025. The Social Security Administration, SSA, Office of the Inspector General, is warning the public of a new scam tactic by criminals trying to lure potential retirement applicants to their site. So what does this all include? The scam alert says, do not click the link to claim SSA benefits. Emails to apply for retirement starting in 2025 are phony. So the Social Security Office, the Inspector General, say that criminals are trying to lure potential retirement applicants to their site. This recent scam appears to be from the SSA and has the subject line, claim benefits. It states, important, apply for your Social Security benefits starting in 2025. The link within that phony email is disguised as an SSA official website, www.ssa.gov or www.socialsecurity.gov. And by clicking on that link within the email, redirects individuals to a fraudulent site. This email is not from SSA. Let me show you what it looks like so you'll have an idea. And yes, if you go over to the link, okay, this is a fake SSA from the government. You want to be careful. And it says, dear clients, we trust this letter finds you well. And they want to remind you that as your year for retirement approaches, we want to make sure that you get ready by doing the application right. And they go on to talk about your eligibility for Social Security And then they tell you how to apply. Don't be fooled. It is important to see that this is has a personal and it's not a non-government is face. So be cautious of responding to unsolicited emails that claim it's from the SSA or other imposter scams that come in the form of email, phone calls, or letters that have the warning signs of ssa.gov/scam. So you have to be very particular and very careful of what you do, because if you don't, then you are going to get into trouble. So what other things that you need to be aware of? Well, you have to make sure that before you do anything, you go to the real website of the ssa.gov, and I can give that to you at the end of the program, and make sure that you get the correct information so that you don't get any misinformation from Social Security. Social Security does not ask you for really personal information unless they're on your on a site that is run by the government and that they scramble everything that you do. So the article is protect yourself from Social Security. And that's what you have to understand. And if your SSN is compromised, what are you going to do? Well, SS Social Security protection is offered by different companies. One of them is called Aura. That's an upside down V. You are upside down V. Or if you become a victim of identity theft after they take your Social Security, you can also give them a call. They're experts there. Check them out with the Better Business Bureau. Like everything else, make sure that they're legit. And what they promise you is they alert you if criminals use your Social Security number, fast identity and credit fraud alerts, insurance to cover losses from ID theft. But like I said, you make sure that you protect yourself so that nothing goes amiss. And they go on to offer you different things that they can do. What you also have to know is where you want to and how to protect yourself from scams. So the SSA has a report, also a video, the FTC video, hang up on Social Security scam calls. All right. And then they tell you, see all Social Security related scam alerts. So let's take a look and see what kind of alerts they have. Do not click the link to claim SSA benefits. That is February 11th, 2025. Another one. Don't let scammers deceive you. SSA cost of living adjustment is automatic. And that was from October 11, 2024. And August 7th of 2024, Inspector General warns hybrid scams on the rise. On June 13th of 2024, Inspector General warns $600 June increase is bogus. March 28, don't hand off cash to agents. These are all scam alerts, so make sure you go over and see what you need to know. So if you feel that a criminal is impersonating the SSA and other government agencies in an attempt to obtain your money or personal information, they may call, they may email, they may text, write, or message you via social media claiming to be from the Social Security Administration or the Office of the Inspector General. They might use the name of a person who really works there and might send a picture or attachment to you as proof. Social Security employees do contact the public by telephone for business purposes. Ordinarily, the agency calls people who recently applied for a Social Security benefit are already receiving payments and require an update to the record or have requested a phone call from the agency. If there is a problem with your Social Security or record, Social Security will typically mail a letter. What are the four basic signs? One, scammers pretend to be from an agency or organization you know to gain your trust. Two, scammers say there's a problem or a prize. Three, scammers pressure you to act immediately. Four, scammers tell you to pay in a specific way. Known tactics that these scammers use. They frequently change their approach with new tactics and messages to trick people. We encourage you to stay up to date on the latest news and advisories by following SSAOIG on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, or subscribing to receive email alerts. These are the red flags that you need to be aware of. Threaten you with arrest or legal action because you don't agree to pay money immediately. Suspend your Social Security number. Claim to need personal information or payment to activate a cost of living adjustment or other benefit increase. Pressure you to take immediate action, including sharing personal information. Ask you to pay with gift cards, prepaid debit cards, wire transfer, cryptocurrency, or by mailing cash. Threaten to seize your bank account. Offer to move your money to a protected bank account. Demand secrecy. Direct message you on social media. Be very skeptical and look for these red flags. If you receive a suspicious call, a text message, email, letter, or message on social media, the caller or sender may not be who they say they are. Scammers have also been known to use legitimate names of Office of Inspector General or Social Security Administration employees, spoof official government phone numbers or even numbers for local police departments, send official-looking documents by U.S. mail or attachments through email, text, or social media message. Fraudsters create imposter social media pages and accounts using Social Security-related images and jargon. This helps them appear if they're associated with or endorsed by Social Security. The imposter pages could be for the agency or Social Security and OIG officials. The user is asked to send their financial information, Social Security number, or other sensitive information. Social Security will never ask for sensitive information through social media, as these channels are not secure. Here are some ways to spot an imposter page. Number of followers, incorrect punctuation or spelling, links to pages not on SSA.gov, advertisement for forms or other SSA documents, incorrect social media handle. To view the list of Social Security's official social media channels, we encourage you to visit www.ssa.gov/social-media. It is illegal to reproduce federal employee credentials and federal law enforcement badges. Federal law enforcement will never send photographs of credentials or badges to demand any kind of payment, and neither will the federal government employees. Report the scam. Scammers are now using artificial intelligence as an additional tactic to trick people. You can find more information regarding AI scams from the Senate Special Committee on Aging brochure, Emerging Threat, Artificial Intelligence. And you're saying, Lillian, how do I avoid a scam? All right, remain calm. If you receive a communication that causes a strong emotional response, take a deep breath, talk to someone you trust. Two, hang up or ignore the message. Do not click on links or attachments. Three, protect your money. Scammers will insist that you pay with a gift card, prepaid debit card, cryptocurrency, wire transfer, money transfer, or by mailing cash. Scammers use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. 4, protect your personal information. Be cautious of any contact claiming to be from a government agency or law enforcement telling you about a problem you don't recognize, even if the caller has some of your personal information. Spread the word to protect your community from scammers. And 6, report the scam to the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov/report. When you report a scam, you are providing us with powerful data that we use to inform others, identify trends, refine strategies, and take legal action against the criminals beyond these scam activities. If you're unsure about the type of scam but want to report it, do visit the USA.gov where to report a scam. That too will help you find the right place to report a scam. And if you are scammed, these are some of the things you can do. Here are some reminders. Do not blame yourself. Criminal behavior is not your fault. Stop contact with the scammer. Do not talk to them or respond to their messages. Notify the 3 major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, to add a fraud alert to your credit report. Protect your Social Security number and request a replacement SSN card or new SSN if necessary. The Federal Trade Commissioner's What to Do If You Were Scammed article has information about what to do if you paid someone you think is a scammer or gave a scammer your personal information or access to your computer or phone. Additionally, the FTC provides assistance in multiple languages. The Federal Trade Commission's new help for spotting, avoiding, and reporting scams in multiple languages and consumer education in multiple languages has information about reporting and avoiding scams in your preferred language. Please visit our resource page for more information. This is the ssa.gov on how you can help us slam the scam. So do that. And make sure you understand that if anybody starts pressuring you to do something, my tip for you in advance for the upcoming Monday tip is don't do anything at all. You've been programmed, especially if you were born during the 40s and 50s, to trust people. And that when they tell you something, you believe them. But I'm telling you now, if somebody tells you and it doesn't sound right, stop yourself. Don't let them push your buttons. Take a deep breath, hang up. Don't click on anything. Just delete it. They know where you are. They have your address. They'll find you if they're the real McCoy. So don't do anything rash until you're certain they are who they say they are. And if in doubt, call up your local police and find out from them, or call up your attorney general's office for your particular state and find out from the secretary what you need to do. Protect yourself. I know that there's a person scammed every second these days, and AI has made it even worse. And it doesn't matter whether you have a doctorate or you just graduated from high school. That's the way it is. And we will pause to take a message. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening to this afternoon's episode. I hope you took notes. If not, please do come back and listen to it, because once your Social Security is out into the dark web, I was told people can do all kinds of bad things to you. And I still haven't figured out how to get a lot of my information off of the dark web. And as soon as I do that, I'll let you know. Let's see. I told you about our new service, Research Assistance. For those who don't like doing research, don't know how to do research, or don't know how to get the research without going to sleep while getting that research. Also, we have a new program. We have Monday Daily Tips with Lillian. Then we have tips the next day on conscious research solutions. We have a new show called Ageless Wisdom for all women 55 and older who have decided not to quit working and want to keep working. We invite you all, that's your call to action, to come on the show and tell people why you're still working, why, what works for you. For people who have tips to share with the rest of the world because they don't know about them or don't know where to find them or where to look for them, please contact us at PW Network LLC at gmail.com. That's PWR Network LLC at gmail.com. Let me have your name, your phone number, good time to call, your Gmail, and the tip you would like to share. And we will invite you to come in and do a live daily tip of 5 minutes or less to help those who really need to know this stuff but don't know where to begin to find your tip. And we'll put it on the website so everybody can see that you're our helper. Also, we're introducing now donations to the station. We know you love our stuff. We can see it in our stats from StatCounter. I'm very impressed. But we can also use a little bit help to keep the home fire burning, especially with all these new tariffs coming in. We need a little bit of help because this is a station for women by the woman for which we stand. And we're not going to let anyone take away our rights in government to speak publicly and to stop to anybody who tries to put us back into the 19th century. I was brought up barefoot and pregnant, and I refuse to go back there. If the men don't like it, then let them quit, and they can become pregnant and raise the children. That is fine with me. See how well they like those goodies. We're also supported by http://AI with Lillian. Artificial intelligence, guys, it's here to stay. Go over to the website, AIwithLillian.com. Do a demo. It can do everything you've always wanted to do, whether it's business, pleasure, personal, spiritual, religion, sports, you name it, it can do it. It's only going to get more advanced. If the scammers are using it to scam you, you might as well learn it to scam them back and take back your own and get your own power. Also, the obstacles of podcast. Learn how to podcast in 8 weeks, 45 minutes, Monday through Friday. At the end of the course, become certified. And also the opportunity to air 3 podcasts that you have put together based on the information you have learned with me. First half of the program, lecture. The second half is you take the information that I gave you and do it for yourself. So you learn to do it. Learn everything from me. So thank you. And also for Passionate World Talk Radio Network. And remember these famous words by JFK. Ask not what you can do for your country, but ask what your country can do for you, but for what you can do for your country. The call is out. You need to help the USA, your children, your grandchildren, and all the kids that are to follow. Thank you very much for listening and have a great week.